Polls close in Wisconsin's presidential primaries next week. President Biden has already considered his party's presumptive nominee, but Wisconsin voters who are critical of his handling of the Israel-Hamas war want it to cost him at the ballot box. The efforts follow other states where voters have tied their primary support to the war in Gaza. But as Chuck Quirnbach of member station WUWM in Milwaukee reports, there's pushback.
Leaders of what's now called the Uncommitted National Movement, encouraged by protest votes in the Michigan and Minnesota primaries, want to send a political warning to President Biden about November. That push has landed in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
And today we're here to officially launch our campaign to vote uninstructed.
That's Hella Ahmed, a Palestinian-American who is a spokesperson for Listen to Wisconsin. The coalition of pro-Palestinian and other activist groups say Biden has sent too much military aid to Israel and hasn't done enough to bring about a lasting ceasefire. Organizers say they hope to get at least 20,000 voters in the Wisconsin Democratic presidential primary to mark their ballots for what's called the uninstructed delegation. 20,000 votes would roughly equal Biden's margin of victory over Donald Trump in Wisconsin 4 years ago. During early voting this week, a Palestinian-American from Milwaukee, Amin Zadat, says he marked his ballot for uninstructed.
None of the candidates that are affecting us right now are doing what's good for us, and I'm tired of it.
But a Jewish voter, Alexa Safer, says she cast her early ballot for the president.
I think that the idea of voting uninstructed is very cute, but it's not going to accomplish anything. I think leftists do this a lot. They run their wheels, but in the end, Biden is going to be the candidate.
Another Jewish voter from the Milwaukee area, Judy Corin, says she's also backing the president, partly because of his handling of the war in the Middle East.
You know, this situation is extremely complex. He has pressures from so many sides, but he has demonstrated that he has Israel's back from the very beginning of this.
Yet to win Wisconsin in November, the president may need to keep the coalitions that helped him in 2020. And right now, there is some fraying. Kyle Johnson of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities says if there's no permanent ceasefire in Gaza, he won't vote for Joe Biden this fall.
I can't look myself in the mirror as a human being and know that my tax dollars, which I already have limited control over, are going to fund this genocide, but what I can control is my vote.
Earlier this year, Israel rejected claims of genocide brought by South Africa at the International Court of Justice, saying Israel recognizes the suffering of civilians in Gaza, but insists Israel had no genocidal intent. The high civilian death toll, Israel argued, was the consequence of Hamas waging war among non-combatants. Following the Hamas-led October 7th attacks on Israel, which Israel says killed around 1,200 people, Israel launched a counteroffensive that has killed more than 32,000. That's according to Gaza health officials. And global hunger experts say famine is imminent.
Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document...
Just this week, the UN Security Council approved a resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza for the rest of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, and a return of more than 130 hostages held by Hamas.
The draft resolution has been adopted as...
The U.S. abstained, allowing the measure to pass. Ahmed says that is not enough.
This kind of move is like drawing somebody in for a hug, only to stab them. It's truly superficial.
In a statement to NPR, the Biden-Harris campaign says the president believes that making your voice heard is fundamental to who we are as Americans, and that Biden shares the goal for an end to the violence and a just and lasting peace in the Middle East. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.